After months of preparation, the Innisfil Fashion Market officially launched this past Saturday outside of the Innisfil Stroud Community Centre. The event aims to bring vendors together to sell new and pre-loved clothes, shoes, accessories, home decor, and more for great prices. With over 60 vendors and 500 people in attendance at the inaugural market, the organizer saw it as a great success. "I've had constant emails, DMs, and messages of people wanting to join the next one," said Georgia Allison, coordinator for the market. "We're already three-quarters of the way booked for the next one on July 9th. We only have 8 spots out of 66 remaining. It's been absolutely amazing in terms of the community response." Despite it being in its infancy, Allison, a social media marketer and influencer, credits the quick success of the market to the buzz created on social media. "We had influencers that came, and it turned out to be just such a successful day," she said. "We had over 500 people just from the public attend, even though we were getting absolutely hammered with wind. It was incredible." In Australia, where Allison is from, fashion markets like this one are far more common, and the vendors and attendees alike loved that she brought a fresh take on the typical market to Innisfil. "The most frequent feedback we're hearing, especially from the vendors, is that everyone was disappointed they didn't have enough time to shop the thrifted clothing because there were some amazing pieces," she said. "Nobody wanted it to end, and the day went by so fast because everyone was so busy. Peak time was for the whole 4 hours, and that's a testament to the pre-owned clothing vendors. Everyone wanted more time to get out and shop because of all the unique pieces." Vendors enjoyed the location for the market, including Good Wax Candle Company, which sold out of their newly launched candle that had just come out that day. "It's not only been a success from the pre-owned clothing point of view, but from the local shops as well," said Allison. Allison describes having the fashion market finally arrive and gaining so much traction in the community as a big relief. "I think I was confident by the last week leading up to it that it was going to be a great turnout just from the exposure we had received from the community and word of mouth," she said. "I was getting messages from store owners saying all their customers were talking about the event and everyone was trying to close their shops so they could attend. Once I was hearing that feedback, I was confident that it would be a great day, and thank God it was, because there was a lot of work involved. For a market like this to reach its full potential and become an integral part of the community, a lot of long days of handwork go into it," says Allison. "Basically, leading up to the last month, I was up late every night," she explained. "Even the last day before, we were up very late doing last-minute ideas, because this is a very attention-detailed project, and we want to enhance it in the best way that we can. That led to extra hours, but I think it flowed a lot easier because I'm a social media marketer and the marketing came more easily." With the first market under her belt, and 4 more to come, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, and October 8th, Allison is looking forward to making improvements. "We're so excited for the ones to come," she said. "After the report of the last one, we're determined to make every one better and better. We already have new plans in place for the July 9th event, including a whole new seating area, extra food vendors, and designers flying in from Montreal. We're really trying to set it up so it can become a permanent event people look forward to every summer of every year." Already one of the largest markets in the province, Allison views the fashion market as the perfect way for people to get back into the swing of things this summer while supporting local. "I think it's been a great excuse for people to get together again with their friends and family," said Allison. "People were there to really shop. People were there to have a great spending day with their friends. This company is about bringing the community together, really healing after these last few years, and just having fun."